Suddenly, the entire front of the Pleasantville Hardware Company descended into a slot in the ground. A robot fire engine, all bright red paint and gleaming chrome, came bolting out of the hitherto concealed garage. A line of red lights pulsed down the center of its elongated body, and an amplified voice bellowed, "Stand clear! This is Fire Response Team Bravo! Stand clear! Make way for Fire Response Team Bravo!" There must be no gunfire from this part of the Divar, not yet. The south end of the compound must seem safe to the increasingly frightened inmates of Algolciento. Don't worry, folks. Here's your port in today's unexpected shitstorm. The gunslinger dipped a riza from Jake's dwindling supply and nodded for the boy to take another. Roland pointed to the guard in the right-hand tower, then once more at Jake. The boy nodded, cocked his arm across his chest, and waited for Roland to give him the go. 12. "Once you hear the horn that signals the change of shifts," Roland had told Susanna, "take it to them. Do as much damage as you can, but don't let them see they're only facing a single person, for your father's sake." As if he needed to tell her that. She could have taken the three watchtower guards while the horn was still blaring, but something made her wait. A few seconds later, she was glad she had. The rear door of the Queen Anne burst open so violently it tore off its upper hinge. Breakers piled out, clawing at those ahead of them in their panic. These are the would-be destroyers of the universe, she thought. These sheep. And among them, she saw half a dozen of the freak boys, with animal heads and at least four of those creepy humanoids with the masks on. Susanna took the guard in the west tower first, and had shifted her aim to the pair in the east tower before the first casualty in the Battle of Algolciento had fallen over the railing and tumbled to the ground with his brains dribbling out of his hair and down his cheeks. The coyote machine pistol, switched to the middle setting, fired in low-pitched bursts of three. Chow, chow, chow!